Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As I promised you last week, we're going to continue. We're going to start, actually, today. And I'm going to bring to you the campaign promises from the three different, I didn't go down to the other two that are running, but RFK, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump. So I believe it is our obligation, we the people, we have an obligation to God, to family, and to country. And I believe that we should be praying for wisdom in our elections. For such a time as this, Abba Father. These are indeed the times that try men's souls. And I'm certain that the evil that has been unleashed in America grieves you, as this nation was intended to be a beacon of your good news unto all the world. But, Abba Father, we are like prodigal children, seeking our own selfish ways and ignoring the needs in our own spirit, as well as the spirituality needs of others. Lord God, in this election, as it approaches, we seek to better understand the issues and concerns that confront our counties, our cities, our state, and our country, and how the gospel compels us to respond as faithful citizens in our own communities. May we listen, Father, to the Holy Spirit as he guides us. We ask for eyes that are free from blindness so that we might see each other as brothers and sisters, one and equal in dignity. We ask for ears that will hear the cries of children, the unborn, and those abandoned, men and women oppressed because of race or creed, religion or gender, and, Father, for all those who are now being enslaved in human trafficking, such an industry of evil, treated without love or decency, as if they were just property to be sold and resold over and over again for the pleasures of perverted evil men and women. May we stop enabling and using the mentally ill and help them find their way back to common sense and back to you, Father. We ask for minds and hearts that are open to hearing the voice of leaders who will bring us closer to your kingdom. May we know that you are the giver of life and liberty. We pray for discernment so that we can choose leaders who hear your word, live your love, and keep us as a nation in the ways of your truth, as they follow in the steps of Jesus and his apostles. Guide us to your kingdom of truth, justice, and peace. For such a time as this, we always pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I've titled these shows, Restoring America in 2024. Some conservative news outlets have coined phrases as they cover these next few months leading up to the presidential election. One actually produced a commercial teaming a lot of their talk show hosts and terming the coverage as Democracy 2024. And another just simply says Election 2024. But here at CSC Talk Radio, we will say Restore America in 2024. At least that's our prayer. I suppose in order to restore something, we really must realize what the origin of that something is or was, the history. Reading our founding documents can readily help us understand what we are looking to restore. The quick and the easy answer is liberty. There are many today who do not know the meaning of that word, and even though it is the second word of explanation in the Declaration of Independence, they don't understand it. But there it is. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Liberty is the state of being within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, and political views. What do you think? Are we under liberty or tyranny? In that same phrase, the word life precedes liberty in that Declaration of Independence. And obviously we know that life means to live, perhaps to live free and in safety. Then comes the pursuit of happiness. And of course, I always like to tag that with property and prosperity. Our founding fathers believed in owning property, private property, and that you had the right to pursue that which makes you happy and or prosperous, as long as you were not infringing upon the rights and private property of others. And you were doing it lawfully, legitimate law. They did not believe in government ownership of property or businesses or relying on government for your happiness. Property also is also more than just the land that you live on or the material things that you hold in your hand. Property is also your rights, your person, your thoughts, your faith, your opinions, your communication, your speech, your family, your children. You, your life. In a word, as a man is said to have a right to his property, he may be equally said to have a property in his rights. James Madison. If you listen to my show very often, you know that I am a supporter of the presidential candidate Donald J. Trump. I do not believe him to be infallible, nor do I believe he is necessarily a righteous man. I do not know the depth of his spirituality. But he is the first president I have witnessed of Christian pastors representing different denominations, placing hands on him and praying over him. Perhaps this happens on occasion with other presidents, but I did not witness that, such as I have with President Trump. He is the first president that I know of who refused a paycheck for his service and gave his presidential salary to charities. To know what we want from a candidate, if you're looking for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity, we must understand the proper role of government in America as it is originally intended. Simply put, government is here to secure our rights, not to give them to us, but to protect them. We were designed as a nation to be governed locally. The federal government was never to become the bureaucratic behemoth that it has become. Our founding fathers never intended that politics would be a career, holding an office for a lifetime, even passing it on down by name to their children. We have talked about these roles in the past, but let's review them again today before we go into these campaign promises, because I think it's important that we know what these are and that we know what the job of the president actually is. I believe it's important for us to understand these things and originally what was intended. And even though I do support President Trump, I'm not sure that he understands that this gargantuan government that now attempts to control every part of the American way of life, from our farms, from our factories, our foods, our energy, our travel, our children, our families, our health care, our schools, and even our churches, I'm not sure if he truly understands. So what is the proper role of the government as originally established? It really is quite simple. It's not complicated. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Yeah.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. Or Amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So as we go into this, this is going to be at least a two-part series. It may end up a three-part series. And I'm going to give you the campaign promises from these three candidates that are running for president. But before we get into that, I think we need to know and understand what the role of government is, meaning the federal government. Number one, now let me put this way before we even start. We, the people, are not to present or give a shopping list to candidates running for office. Nor are the candidates running for office supposed to present us with a list of entitlement gifts that they intend to do for us. Because that's not the way it works. But that's the way it's been going. But as we were established, if you really want truth, if you really want justice, you really want liberty and freedom and independence, we need to go back to the Constitution. The proper role of government, they have four little jobs, just four little jobs. They're way overworking. To protect citizens from foreign invasion. Oopsie, Biden kind of screwed that one up, didn't he? To protect citizens from crime and maintain peace at home through law and order. Whoops, the Democrat Party has messed that up. In every one of these, I mean, we've seen it. We've seen it from 2020, the summer of love when they were burning cities down and precincts, police precincts. Number three, to provide justice in the courts. What we are seeing lately, is that justice? The J6 prisoners that are political prisoners, we know now that that was all a setup. Are they receiving justice? And number four, to keep the people free. That doesn't mean slap us with more mandates and restrictions, licenses, permits, taxes. These simply explain the roles of government. And they can be read in the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. That's our families and the future families. Do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Keeping these things in mind, please, as we review the campaign promises from Joe Biden, RFK Jr., and President Donald Trump. I've been researching these from the websites, and it's a very, very long list, at least Trump's is. Will these things fall into the four constitutional major roles of government? Or do they parallel with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Any other promises? Will they parallel with that? I'm going to do my best to present them to you, and no, I know many of you avoid the internet. I know you avoid the TV news, and I don't blame you. So let's look at this plan together. Also, are these plans, if you are one of those suburban females out there and you just happen to turn this on, or you are moms, who do not trust President Trump because of his personality, let's look past that today and tomorrow and see what he plans to do to keep your family, your children, and your community safe. Now, there are certain responsibilities of the executive branch, and those are listed in the Constitution. And please don't roll your eyes around at me. I know you know these things, but I think it's important that we go back to this because we're just electing people and we're not looking at the job descriptions. Section 1, Article 2, Executive Branch, Section 1 says, and Clause 1, the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, and together with the vice president, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. And it explains how to do the election. Clause 2, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors. See, equal to the whole number of the senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled to the Congress. Every one of the states has a different number of electors. And it is determined by their state senators. Everybody has two state senators. And how many representatives. And that's how many electors they get. And that is only for the presidential election. Okay. Clause 3. The original method required that each elector vote for two candidates. The candidate with the most votes become president and the runner-up became vice president. If no candidate received a majority, the House of Representatives picked the president and the Senate picked the vice president. In 1804, Amendment 12 changed the method of picking the executive in the Electoral College by having separate ballots for president and vice president. And now they're on one ballot. Congress may determine the time of choosing the electors and the day on which they shall give the votes, which day shall be the same throughout the United States. That's Clause 4. Clause 5, no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, I think that's probably out because most people aren't alive since then, shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained the age of 35 and been resident for 14 years. In other words, even if you're a citizen, if you haven't been living here for at least 14 years, you're not eligible to be president. Clause 6. In case of the removal of the president from office or of his death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers and duties of the said office, the same shall devolve to the vice president. And the Congress may, by law, provide for the case of removal, death, resignation, or inability, both of the president and vice president, declaring what officers shall then act as president, and such officer shall act accordingly until the disability be removed or a president shall be elected. The president of Clause 7 shall, at stated times, receive for his services a compensation which shall neither be increased nor diminished during his period of service. President Trump is the only president in my lifetime that did not take a salary. Now, by law, he had to take one, so he gave his to charity. Clause 8. Before he enter in on the executive of his office, he shall take the following oath. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, defend the Constitution of the United States. Preserve, protect, protect, defend, preserve, protect, defend. Before taking the office, he must take that oath. So the powers of the president, maybe that's more important than all that other that we just went through. Clause 1, this is Section 2, Clause 1. A president shall be the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and the militia of the several states when called into the actual service of the United States. He may require the opinion in writing of the principal officer in each of the executive departments upon any subject related to the duties of their respective offices, and he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. Clause 2, he shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties, provided two-thirds of the Senate present and concur, and he shall nominate and with the advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, judges of the Supreme Court, and all other officers of the United States whose appointments are not herein otherwise provided for, and which we shall be established by law, but the Constitution may be law vest in appointment in such inferior officers. It goes on and on. We're headed into a break. It's important that you know what the role of the president is when we're going to go listen to what their campaign promises are. Do they coincide with what their job description says? Where is their authority? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I know I'm taking a long time to get into this, and I've already told my producer this is going to take more than 2 shows. We're going to have to take 3. But I think it's important that we understand why we're voting for somebody. What are these promises, and are they really constitutional? And I'm going to tell you, I don't think all 3 of them. I think all of them are making mistakes on that part. But let's go back. Clause 3 of Section 2 says the president shall have the power to fill up all vacancies that may happen during the recess of the Senate by granting commissions which shall expire at the end of their next session. Number 3, the duties of the president. He shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. He may, on extraordinary occasions, convene with both houses or either of them, and in case of disagreement between them with respect to the time of adjournment, he may adjourn them to such time as he shall think proper. He shall receive ambassadors and other public ministers. He shall take care of the laws, that the laws be faithfully executed. That is very important. The executive branch, the president, is to see to it that the laws that Congress has passed are enforced. Now, as we get into these campaign promises, let me again explain, at least my personal opinion. My understanding is that this nation was never to be run by executive orders.
We are now stuck in this tar baby, and we can't seem to free ourselves. We do need, literally, to be free, America, and get back to running our government according to the Constitution. So, to be fair, I've reached out and tried to get Biden's campaign promises and Trump's campaign promises and also Robert Kennedy Jr. So, we all know Biden is the president right now. We all know that he's the Democrat running, okay? So, what does he think about certain things? Now, Biden is a career politician. He's been at this for his entire life, over 50 years, never having worked or produced anything for this nation, never got dirt under his nails. And perhaps the battleground, he calls it in his statement here, he has said that they're battling for the soul of America. And perhaps the battle for the soul of America is likened to that battle of the soul named Johnny. You know, the guy down there in Georgia, when Satan challenged him for a fiddle off for his soul. For the soul of America has been tarnished with the perverted ways of the Democrat Party, and we are not going to leave out the Republicans either. No longer, they tell us, are men male or women female. They choose or make up a new gender, and that's not God's way, but the ways of the devil. These are my opinions. So one of the things that Biden has listed is climate change. He's going to talk about climate change. Biden has warned that denying the impact of climate change in the U.S. and around the world is condemning the American people to a very dangerous future. Biden has announced that nation's first American climate corps with a goal of training young people who want to take on the climate crisis. He has also set a national goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 and pledged to make the American power sector 100% carbon pollution free by 2035. It's the greatest threat. Of course, carbon, CO2, is nothing more than the air you exhale. And without carbon, there is no green life. None whatsoever. We know that Biden's bragging about the Inflation Reduction Act and as a wonderful accomplishment, but it did nothing to diminish inflation, but it actually fed their green agenda. Trump on climate change. Well, since Trump believes that climate change is a big fat hoax, those are my words, he actually addresses America's energy sector. On day one, President Trump will rescind every one of Joe Biden's industry-killing, jobs-killing, pro-China, and anti-American electricity regulations. He says he will keep pace with the world's economy that depends on fossil fuels for more than 80% of the energy. President Trump will drill, baby, drill, ending the delays and all the red tape, the federal drilling permits, and all this and that that Biden administration has administered. Trump will once again exit the unfair Paris Accords and oppose all of the radical left's Green New Deal policies, which are designed to shut down development of American abundant energy sources. He will stop the frivolous litigation and the environmental craziness that's going on. Now, RFK, climate change. Now, Kennedy believes in climate change. So he spent more than 20 years as an environmental lawyer. That should tell you a whole lot right there. With his advocacy focusing on clean water and environmental and human rights. His campaign environmental policies focus on shifting agricultural subsidies to encourage more sustainable practices. Now, what do you think of that? That's not going to be good for the farmers. They're in a position where they have to have those subsidies. But it sounds to me like they're going to tell them exactly how they can practice their farming or they're not going to get those subsidies. So the government is going to take over the farms. He has also proposed incentivizing industries to use green energy sources in an effort to reduce toxic waste, industrial poisons, and pesticides. We already got a lot of that going on. Has nothing to do with CO2. Kennedy has said he also wants to reduce corporate connections with federal agencies like the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration to allow them to focus on protecting environment. Oh, really? Because that's not what he stated up here above, is it? If you're going to tell the farmers what they can do for sustainable practices, you're going to be doing it through some kind of government organization. Trump says making America energy independent again will be his goal. Biden has taken it the other direction. And from me, this is my opinion. Did you know that landowners are being paid to host those windmills that are being pushed by the green agendas? And that it is your tax dollars that are paying these landowners to put these atrocities on their land? These bird-killing atrocities? It's wasteful. It's wasteful for the land. It's not being productive. And it's wasteful of tax dollars. And you had no representation in that. Trump's going to stop this. Joe Biden declared a war on American energy. And Trump states, this great undertaking will also help restore what he's going to do to make America independent again. It will restore hope and aspiration to America's young people. Instead of being irrationally terrified by political predictions of climate apocalypse, instead of toiling for low wages or left-wing make-work projects, I have a vision that will give young Americans a chance to find real, meaningful, and work once again, like we had it in 2.5 years ago, building the backbone of America that is powerful, prosperous, productive, vigorous, modern, independent, and free. Free from having to buy Venezuela oil, Russia oil, or anybody else's oil. Because we're sitting on a gold mine. It's all about drill, baby, drill. Climate change is a hoax. All this hoopla about CO2 is a hoax. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Amino 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's 4 segments. But did you know there's a 5th segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the 5th segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is the beginning of a series of shows where we're going to concentrate on the campaign promises of these presidential candidates, the 3 of them, President Donald J. Trump, President Joe Biden, and President candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Agenda 47 is what Trump refers to his as, and he has a lot of things he's promising, and he has them very detailed. There's no way I can do this all, give this all to you, but you can go to 47, Agenda 47, I think it's .com. I'm not sure if it's .com or .org. You can just search it out. America must have the first lowest cost energy, the number one lowest cost energy and electricity on the earth. We should be paying less than anyone else for our electricity. He says on day one, I will rescind every one of Joe Biden's industry-killing, jobs-killing, pro-China, anti-American electricity regulations. Now, he already said that once. President Trump will provide tax relief from Joe Biden's suffocating tax hikes on America's oil, gas, and coal producers. He also says, which I found this exciting, President Trump will champion America's great dams and hydroelectric power, which Biden has launched heartless attacks on. Remember, they knocked a couple of them down there in the state of California. That's your Democrats. That's the cleanest energy you can possibly have. Again, on day one, President Trump will roll back every Biden administration mandate that is brutalizing the American auto industry. Now that gets into the jobs, and we'll talk about that further down the road. But it also has to do with this electricity and the energy. They're wanting to force you to buy a certain kind of car. Property rights means nothing to them. The right for you to make up your own mind. It means nothing to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and it means nothing to Joe Biden. They are Democrats through and through. I don't care if they're running on an independent ticket. Let's move on. Crime and policing. Biden has often said he believes in a safer American communities, but with accountability for policing across the country. In other words, restrict the cops, the police. The president has still sought to distance himself from calls of defund the police. And his administration has expressed concern about rising crime rates in some areas. To address mass shootings and gun violence, he has often called on Congress to reinstate a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Additionally, his budget proposal to lawmakers in 2023 included more money for law enforcement officials to fight gun violence. Now, when I went and looked for his campaign promises and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign promises, where I found them was USA Today. So that is USA Today with their synopsis of what Biden or Robert Kennedy Jr. is promoting. So let's look at Kennedy's real quick. Kennedy is campaigning on transforming the police rather than defunding them. Transforming means they're going to teach him how to be nice. You know, shoot him in the leg, not shoot to kill, that kind of thing. Or not shoot at all. He has said he wants to incentivize police to prevent violence and avoid making unnecessary arrests. Kennedy is also campaigning on training police officers in de-escalation techniques and mediation skills and establishing partnerships with local organizations to create new relationships with the public that is not adversarial. You know, the police do that to some degree. They used to do it a lot more, but they're a part of the community. Rudy and I both know and are close to people that are in law enforcement, and they spend time. They go to the schools and talk in the schools. They spend time in the community. I remember when my mom and dad had a flat out on the highway, on I-70. I don't remember where they were going, but they had a flat, and they were older. And Dad would have changed the tire. I know he would have. But here comes a state patrolman. I don't know who he was, but he changed the tire for him. And they do that a lot. I know everybody gets upset if they get a ticket for speeding or running a stoplight and this kind of thing. But they're out there helping the community as well. With Kennedy's platform on crime, police will focus on serious crimes instead of targeting a large pool of Americans. I don't know what he means by that, but, you know. President Trump, and this is just the beginning, President Trump calls for the death penalty for human traffickers. He said he will urge Congress to ensure that anyone caught trafficking children across our border receives the death penalty immediately. Well, they'll get a trial. Under my leadership, he says, we did more than any administration in history to combat human trafficking and to end modern-day slavery. In one of my first acts in office, I signed an executive order targeting transnational criminal organizations that traffic and exploit innocent people. I signed the Frederick Douglass Trafficking Victims Prevention and Protection Reauthorization Act, authorizing $430 million to fight sex and labor trafficking. Trump announces his plan to end crime and restore law and order. And we will have to pick that up tomorrow right there. It's huge. He's got 7 steps in what he wants to do. We can see right now, America, we are escalated in crime. Now, it may not be that way when you listen to the news, because when MSNBC or NBC or CNN and all them, they talk about it because they have not been arresting the people and they've not been putting that down on the list. of who was arrested because they didn't arrest him or they turned him loose. So those crimes were not registered, is the word I'm looking for. So therefore, it appears that we have less crime, but we do not have less crime. And people right now, I would not go visit the big city right now if I was in. I just wouldn't. I won't. It's dangerous. It's not just the illegal aliens that are dangerous. It's our own bad guys and gals that are dangerous. They're not getting arrested. And they're not being held on bail if they are. They're let loose. So as we continue this series and we look to what exactly do these campaign promises mean? Stay with me. Tomorrow we'll continue to bring America home.
Home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.